This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The state's online homepage has been taken down due to a cyber attack today. Officials say anonymous foreign actors have hacked Colorado.gov. The widespread attack included other state websites across the country. A temporary webpage is up, and officials say state services have not been affected. There's no timeline for when the full website will be restored. A 107-year-old World War II veteran is now wearing a silver star after a ceremony this week at Fort Carson Army Base. CPR's Dan Boyce says officials had to piece together the battle history of First Sergeant Harold Nelson after his military records were lost to a structure fire in the 1970s.
A brass band played to dozens gathered in bleachers to watch Nelson receive his silver star, which now joins a bronze star and his two purple hearts.
Oh, I guess the good Lord was looking after me. I made six amphibious invasions under enemy fire and still lived. Yeah. That's unusual.
The Silver Star is awarded for gallantry in battle and was established by Congress in 1918, 3 years after First Sergeant Harold Nelson was born. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Copper Mountain has officially started making artificial snow in preparation for this year's ski season. The area began operations yesterday, and others, like Arapahoe Basin and Keystone, say they're not far behind. Natural snow has already fallen on a few ski areas this season. Right now in Vail, it's 54 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 72 degrees and clear. This is CPR News.